One of Argentina's defining historic events is now a gripping courtroom drama that's up for an Oscar this year. The film looks back on how a civilian court in the 1980s put the country's former military dictators on trial, something that the world had never seen before. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
As the trailer for Argentina 1985 points out, no other country in the world had ever tried its own former genocidal leaders.
Esta es nuestra oportunidad.
And what's also remarkable, says Argentine director Santiago Mitre, the trial took place less than 2 years after the toppling of the military dictatorship.
It was a very brave decision and a risky one, but also very important for building a better democracy at that time.
Not to mention, Mitre tells me from Los Angeles, the courtroom drama with its underdogs fight the power plot was ripe for a movie script. Especially, he adds, now as democracies worldwide are under threat.
So to bring a story about justice that really happened and that accountability was something important to bring to these days.
Mitre was a young kid in 1985, but veteran Argentine actor Ricardo Darín was in his 30s. He plays the reluctant hero prosecutor in the film and remembers the trial well. But he tells me from his home in Buenos Aires, he was hesitant to take the part. He doesn't like portraying real people.
En este caso sentí que el objetivo que se perseguía era mucho más importante.
But in this case, he says, he felt that the objective outweighed all.
Es mostrar hasta qué punto.
What we did was show that there is a point when regular citizens can band together with a common objective and come out ahead.
And he says the lead prosecutor, Julio César Strassera, was such a great, complex character, quirky, a prankster, yet in the end heroic, like the rest of the young prosecutors that joined his team.
Había que tener mucho coraje.
They all had so much courage, such bravery, he says. Every day they were threatened and intimidated. Some critics have complained the film glossed over such details or gave short shrift to the horrors related in the courtroom.
Reflejaban lo que realmente se dijo en el juicio.
Oh no, it reflected what it was like, says Emilio Fisman. Now 79, the lifelong human rights advocate was at the real trial. His younger sister was one of the tens of thousands disappeared during the dictatorship. Fisman also played an extra in the movie trial, which was shot in the same courtroom where it took place nearly four decades ago.
Mucha gente me preguntaba, ¿esto es real? ¿Esto pasó?
Many people ask me, is this real? Did this really happen like this? And it was, he says, verbatim. Especially the closing argument, taken straight from archival videos.
Quiero utilizar una frase que no me pertenece, porque pertenece ya a todo el pueblo argentino.
Actor Ricardo Darín says, unlike the real-life Strassera, he choked up as he read the powerful ending, which he repeated for me in our interview and is heard here in the English version of the film.
Voy a usar una frase que no me pertenece.
I want to use a phrase that does not belong to me, because it belongs to all the people of Argentina.
Nunca más.
Never again.
Darín says regardless of what happens at the Oscars, he's proud of the film and Argentina's uninterrupted democracy of the last 40 years. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.